everyone. I am Elric Gottesen, and I would like you to welcome you to the third episode of Season 2 of Elreezy's Audio Plays. Tonight, I'm going to present you Jimmy Robinson, Protector of Insanity, which is written by me. Because, in case if you're wondering, the only character in this is Jimmy Robinson. And this story takes place in 1989 in London, England, the United Kingdom. And this is while he was the Prime Minister. So this is historical fiction, so note that in mind for our future reference. Alright? So please, enjoy the episode. And also, this episode, just like every other episode, is sponsored by Anchor FM. It's pretty easy to start a podcast from your own little noggins and from your own eyes. Enjoy the episode. I'm gonna cue it in. These are times of grief. These are times of sorrow for our people in the British Empire. They are witnessing death upon death due to the virus that we would have in the future. In case if you're wondering why people are going to experience death by death here, is because the coronavirus would be coming for all of us in the near future. And it's happening. The Bold and Funny Tiger, written by me. Whose tiger is that? I think I know. Its owner is quite happy, though. Full of joy, like a vivid rainbow. I watch him laugh. I cry hello. He gives his tiger a shake and laughs until her belly aches. The only other sounds, the break of distant waves and birds awake. The tiger is funny, bold, and deep. But he has promises to keep. After cake and lots of sleep, sweet dreams come to him cheap. He rises from his gentle bed with thoughts of kittens in his head. He eats his jam with lots of bread and ready for the day ahead. Imagination, written by me. I saw the thoughtful care of my generation destroyed. How I mourned the modern mind. Mortal, modern mind. Down, down, down into the darkness of the modern mind. Gently it goes, the brutally unheading and reflective. Don't believe that the primitive psyche is uncreative. The primitive psyche is creative beyond belief. Now, ingenious is just the thing to get me wondering if the primitive psyche is productive. I cannot help but stop and look at this little ideological illusion. Hum, hum, hum. Why would you think the ready resource is fatless? The ready resource is the most fat inventiveness of all.
Now Tubby is just the thing to get me wondering if the ready resource is rotund. Friendship, written by me. In a kingdom full of feelings, take thy jealousy from out of my heart. It threw its ghosts against the relations, and so I screamed, "Is that a sadness?" The ally brought such sorrow, and so I screamed, "Is that an impression?" Back into my memories, regretting, it threw its ghost against the misgivings. The taste brought such sorrow. Jello, jello! And so I screamed, "Is that a predilection? Death shall bring condolences." I threw my treachery upon the floor, remembering many like pleasure intentions. My mind always strays to prayers. Eagerly I looked for the curiosity. Only this and a dialogue, impacting and impacting with my peacemaking. I had dreamed of interest slacking. I threw my consultation upon the floor, and so I screamed, "Is that a sister?" While I pondered, "Mum and galore. Do you like boar? Take thy rage from out of my heart," remembering many weeping, saddened printouts. It was la, tart, multipart, somewhat louder than the whereabouts, and the goodbyes never guilting, and its eyes have all the setting. And the viewing was jetting, netting with my setting, with such a passion for offsetting, the fellowship never regretting. All my soul within me, betting. Offsetting with my betting, with such a passion for besetting. I craved the facing, fraught fascination. Eagerly I looked for the background. What could be there be purely drowned?